AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The military says it's carried out another deadly strike on a vessel accused of trafficking drugs in the Caribbean. A video linked to the Post shows a boat moving through the water before exploding in flames. Quad god Ilya Malinin failed twice on the ice tonight at the Olympics. He went from first place to eighth place in the men's free skate.
It's right there and it just left your hands.
People in the arena sat in stunned silence as Malinin fought back tears.
I felt like usually I have more time and more feeling of how it is, but this time it all went by so fast and I really didn't have time to make those changes or make that process different.
Mikhail Shodorov from Kazakhstan was taking a victory lap, wearing the gold medal everyone expected the American to win. At midnight, funding runs out for the Department of Homeland Security. A deal is unlikely to be reached to avoid a shutdown. President Trump says the department has been doing its job.
I am here to protect law enforcement and our great police and ICE and Border Patrol and everybody. I'm here to protect them because they're protecting us. And the job they've done is incredible.
Democrats want change after the Trump administration's immigration crackdown in Minnesota. Federal authorities have announced an investigation into two immigration officers who appeared to have made untruthful statements under oath about a shooting in Minneapolis last month. Two men are dead. Another has been wounded in a shooting at a South Carolina State University dorm. No arrests have been made. Investigators are on campus. The university canceled classes through Monday and is making counselors available to students. President Trump says a change of power in Iran would be the best thing that could happen as the U.S. administration weighs whether to take military action against Tehran. Wall Street stocks finished mixed after a rough day yesterday. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. A jury fails to reach a verdict in the trial of Stanford University protesters.
A judge in San Jose, California, has declared a mistrial in the case of five Stanford University students and alumni who barricaded themselves in the school president's office during a pro-Palestinian protest in June of 2024. After deliberating for 5 days, jurors said they were deadlocked on a verdict on conspiracy to trespass and vandalism charges. Santa Clara County's district attorney said he will pursue a new trial. One of the defendants, German Gonzalez, told the AP that the district attorney's office was unable to convict them, even with Stanford University and other multi-billion-dollar institutions behind them. Prosecutors said protesters caused hundreds of thousands of dollars in damages. Defense lawyers argued that the protest was protected speech. I'm Jennifer King.
A judge sentenced a mass shooter to life in prison without parole for killing five people in Raleigh, North Carolina in 2022 when he was 15 years old. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.